That was indeed the 95BFM Surf Report, and now it's time to listen to a very special interview that I had the joy of undertaking this week. I was very lucky to catch up with Liam K. Swiggs, who is the brains behind Big Fresh Collective, born out of Ototahi. Liam's now based in Tamaki Makaurau, but Big Fresh Collective is, they're pretty legendary down south. And every year it's become sort of a staple of Aotearoa Music Month that they put out this incredible collection of tracks called Whipmahi. It's a compilation. This year it has 44 tracks on it, which is just, yeah, amazing, outstanding, and shows the amount of talent we have amongst DJs and producers in the dance music space here in Aotearoa. If you want to hear more about the specific tracks and hear from a range of the different artists, you can head over to 95bfm.com and listen to the B-cast of Hunter's Long Player. But if you want to hear me talking to Liam about how Whipmahi came about and what the kaupapa is, all you got to do is stay tuned. So we're here to talk about the 11th edition of Whipmahi. How does it feel to have this series become such a sort of staple of New Zealand Music Month?
It's actually crazy, to be honest, because like when we started out, it couldn't have been any further away from where it is now, you know what I mean? I mean, everyone has to start somewhere, but like I think this year's crazy because it has like taken a life outside of like our original little circles, you know what I mean? It's kind of like its own thing, and it kind of feels like Christmas when New Zealand Music Month rolls around, you know what I mean? It's just like this giant thing all of a sudden.
It is like a beautiful exchange of gifts from all of these different DJs and producers across the motu. And it's all sort of built on like carrying on this sort of legacy of Ototahi electronic music, and that's what Big Fresh Collective is all about, eh?
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, for the roots of it, it just started from us, like, you know, no one in the country was really doing anything like this, and just having, like, been really into sort of non-electronic music, like alternative music and punk music growing up, compilations were just a massive thing that I was exposed to from a young age. Like, my parents used to buy compilations because it was a really awesome way to, you know, discover new music that was kind of in the same stratosphere of what you already listened to, and not have to fork out like $30 for a new album for a band that you didn't even know, right? So it's really crazy.
And I mean, like, that whole concept of making a compilation album, a lot of these DJs and producers aren't necessarily like releasing a lot of music, but they're gigging and playing at festivals and raves and clubs all the time, so it's pretty cool to be able to like be a part of a release and bringing that to people outside of those spaces.
Yeah, big time. I think the craziest thing is like some people don't release music almost outside of Whipmahi when it comes out every year, you know what I mean? And like I mean, like, it's tough to release music, especially in today's climate, you know what I mean? And like, I think there's something beautiful about Whipmahi where we're pairing up really experienced producers that do release music quite consistently with other people who don't, or like a lot of people, it's like some of their first music they've ever released, so it kind of plays off each other, and it's really beautiful how it allows the people that aren't, you know, super prevalent in the scene to sort of get a bit of attention, a bit of love, and like have a bit of a you know, like sort of get that first big break.
And then on the flip side of that, like for the listeners of Whipmahi, what is the importance of bringing this sort of electronic music and like real up-tempo stuff to people's ears outside of festivals and clubs and events?
So we're very influenced by like the footwork and juke culture. That's where, you know, Whipmahi comes from. And a lot of the music they're putting out isn't necessarily just for people to sit there and listen to on its own. It's more of like a DJ tool, and that was kind of where we'd started. It was just like, you know, these tracks don't really have to be loved by the masses, but they were like really good tools for a DJ to be able to use in their set. And now it's kind of like shifted hardcore, and it's like it's sort of that perfect balance between headphone music and DJ tools, you know what I mean? And a lot of people just listen to it on its own, which is really, really cool.
I think that's one of the things I love about Footmahi is the way it's sort of like giving back to the scene in more ways than one, like the cross-pollination of ideas amongst DJs and producers and creating that tool, like you say, but also like just a bloody awesome collection of tracks for everyone to listen to.
Yeah,
I mean, I want to talk a little bit about also just like Ototahi and growing up there for you and like being a part of coming up in that electronic music scene. It must feel like really special to have curated something like Footmahi, which is so built off of like taking inspiration from one another and the local scene and like the sounds of Ototahi based music, rather than just looking outwards to sort of the UK and like international reference points.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, there's a lot of layers to that question. It's crazy because like we're basically children of the earthquake, you could say. So by the time a lot of us were, you know, when I turned 18, it was literally a year after the earthquake. So we went from, to be fair, when I turned 18, I was listening to hardcore punk and death metal and hip hop, you know what I mean? I wasn't really that into dance music out and out, but like, to be fair, we used to have this crazy electronic scene pre-earthquake, pre-2010 in Christchurch that was world-class, you know what I mean? And by the time we started getting into dance music in like 2012, and started DJing and producing, like so many people had just gapped, you know what I mean? And like we went from having all these different, like, you know, different scenes for different genres, like dubstep, drum and bass. And like by the time we got into it, there wasn't much, there was nothing there. There wasn't anywhere to go out and have a drink in town that wasn't like a pub or something, you know what I mean? Like, so we were forced into our bedrooms and our garages and our lounges having house parties, and we just had nothing to do, so we sort of started our own thing. But to go back again, like, was just completely inspired by like DIY punk record labels and a lot of the internet sort of labels we were seeing. It was very the age of SoundCloud and Bandcamp just sort of coming to the forefront, and wasn't nowhere near as popular as it is now, but we were just sort of observing the start of that. And yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, to be fair, we really don't look that hard towards especially the UK scene. I just think it's a little bit polished and like a little bit clicky for us. We were really inspired by the Chicago footwork and juke scene, where it was just really relatable and just, you know, I think we were taking electronic music back a little bit, like for the hood, like it just sort of, it can come across a little bit preppy and clicky sometimes and shit. And, you know, we were just hardcore. We're just down to party pretty much. So that's always sort of been the energy we've tried to bring with our crew. And, you know, when we throw our nights, like everyone's welcome and shit like that. Like it's just like one giant party, basically.
It's so cool. And it's so special to see how much it's grown since we were just saying before the first Footmahi compilation had 5 songs. And
now
Footmahi 2025 has 44 tracks on it.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It's crazy, but it's also like, I mean, electronic music, as you say, and as you've been talking about, has always been a huge part of Ototahi and Aotearoa as a whole, but I feel this year it's really having a beautiful moment. Like, we've seen Mokotron taking home the Tate Prize, and then, you know, 44 tracks on Footmahi 2025. Do you think that amount of music on this one compilation is just emblematic of the sheer like quality and appreciation for electronic music happening at the moment?
Oh yeah, totally. Like it's so crazy. I mean, like, we've got a pretty hard fast rule here where like we accept 99% of the submissions that are turned into us, right? It's very rare that I would turn someone away. In fact, I can remember one of the only people I turned away was Footmahi number one, and he sent us this song about rapping about the fucking warehouse or something. It was really bizarre and he just didn't quite get it. But, you know, we're really into being inclusive and, like, letting everyone have a go, which has only ended up being a problem this year, you know what I mean? Because I think 44 tracks for me personally is almost too big, and you really start risking, not that we really give a shit, but you really start risking, you know, the whole quality over quantity. But this year, like, all of these tracks are just hardcore, you know what I mean? They're just all really well done. And I've got to give a massive shout out to Nuance, who mastered it all. And, you know, I come to him just like most years. I'm like, hey, bro, you know, foot my head. It's going to be about 20 tracks as it usually is. And then next minute it was 44. So it was huge labor of love. It was really, really intense, to be honest, to do it all justice. But it's just come out amazing. Even Nuance was saying to me, like, year after year when we come back with Footmahi, everyone just raises the bar and raises their game. And it's just this weird thing of, like, it's quite a progressive thing where everyone just sort of challenges each other a little bit harder. And, you know, the overall quality just gets better every year. And you could almost use it as, like, a census or a sample to New Zealand electronic music because it is the biggest collection, right? And it's like we are just progressing, you know, as a nation of underground bedroom producers just further and further every time, and it's just really cool to see.
I did want to ask, and this might be a cheeky question, like, do you have a favorite song on the compilation at the moment, or is that sort of like asking you to pick your favorite child?
Yeah, it's like asking me to pick my favorite child, but I've fathered 44 of them or something, you know what I mean? Like, that they're all really great. I mean, just to shout out a couple, The first track on the piss tonight, Noya and Karu. I met Noya when we did the first Footmahi, and, like, to be fair, he's kind of been like OG of the Big Fresh Collective from 10 years ago. And the craziest thing is he's never, because he's a garage man, you know, and he's never been on Footmahi until now. And he was in the room when I was sort of, you know, collating the first Footmahi together. So it's crazy, as it's really cool to have him on. And then, you know, League Donk by Donk Dobbo. I don't know if a lot of people understand, if you don't watch rugby league. That's like the Fox NRL theme song that we all hear blaring into our lounges multiple times every weekend. And yeah, Donk Dobbo's just done something fucking crazy on that. We might get sued by Rugby League Australia, or he might be, you know, making their next new theme song, which would be really awesome. And then one more shout out. I got to shout out my man, Andre. Andre's someone I went to Papanui High School with, where a lot of our sort of Big Fresh OGs all went to Papanui High School together in Christchurch, sort of, you know, fucking God knows how long ago now. But just really proud of him. And he's someone that gets slept on a lot in this country. And he's sort of like one of the next big things in my eyes. Like, you know, his production, like all those vocal samples, they're not samples like that, it's him singing and shit, you know what I mean? So he's crazy. But there's also like a whole gang of new people that have appeared on this Footmahi that, like, you know, some of them I didn't even know, to be fair. And it's just been really cool, along with, of course, all the OGs who show up every year. It's, yeah, that's my favorite track, all of them basically.
Liam K. Swiggs of Big Fresh Collective chatting with me about Footmahi 2025. Definitely go and check out that compilation. There's some brilliant talent on there. This track right now is Andre Dejeux with Swish. We've got lots more coming up on the show before we sign off at 7, so stay tuned.